Welcome to Baldy's Breakdowns, getting ready for the 2023 NFL Draft, and I'm going to talk about the wide receiver class. Now, some years in the wide receiver class, you get Ja'Marr Chase. Some years, you get Justin Jefferson. And they step on an NFL field, and they dominate the NFL from day one. I don't believe that this class is built like that. I don't think there's a guy like Ja'Marr or Justin in this draft. That's not to say it's not a good class. It's a good class, but it's a different kind of class. If you're looking for smaller, speedy slot receivers, they're full of them. They're everywhere. But I don't think we're going to see teams clawing, you know, to get up, to move up, to draft some of these wide receivers. It's got a lot of depth to it. It's got a lot of good players. I don't know that it has great players. For example, my favorite receiver in this draft is Jackson Smith and Jigba from Ohio State. And you know, look, he played two games this year. They had a nagging hamstring injury, knocked him out a lot of games. But if you go back to 2021, you know, now look, C.J. Stroud is there and Garrett Wilson is there, who's now the offensive player of the year from the Jets. Like, he was as good as anybody there, including Marvin Harrison, who, if he came out of this draft at Ohio State, would be the flat-out number one wide receiver taken, probably a top-five pick. He's just that good. But Jackson Smith and Jigba is really good. His year in 2021, like, he had 1,600 yards receiving. He had 17 yards a catch. He had 95 catches. Okay, like, he was a router. He's a little bit bigger than most of these receivers in the draft. He's every bit of 6 foot. He's almost 200 pounds. So he's built pretty sturdy. He ran a 4.52, which isn't elite, but it's not bad. You know, I mean, I'll just give you some, you know, just some reference. Davante Adams, when he was coming out of Fresno State in 2014, he ran a 4.56 and he's best receiver in football. So, you know, 4.52, you're fine because of his ability to change directions, change speeds, come out of his breaks, the way he catches the ball with his hands. You know, to me, I think he's going to be the first receiver taken. Now, where that is, could Chicago take him at number 9? It's possible. Possible. They got to keep building around Justin Fields. I believe, you know, Darnell Mooney was the number one last year, and he got hurt. They traded for a receiver from Pittsburgh, and he's out of number one. Like, they need help. Like, I could see him going number 9 to the Chicago Bears. I can't see him going any earlier than that to anybody. The Raiders are in good shape. I think that's the earliest a wide receiver could go right now. Would be 9 to Chicago, but Tennessee badly needs a wide receiver. They didn't have anything last year. They drafted a receiver, you know, number one. He, you know, maybe he develops this year, but there's no A.J. Brown on that roster, and they need a guy like that. So I could see Jackson Smith and Jigba, JSN. I could see him going to Chicago or to Tennessee or possibly to New England. I think those are all wide receiver needy teams. Teams that need to make a splash, I think, at that position. I think Jackson Smith and Jigba is a little bit better than all these other receivers. However, the guy that I would put closest to him right now, simply because of his size, and simply because this isn't a draft full of big X receivers like a DK Metcalf or an AJ Brown or guys that truly, you just put, you know, Julio Jones, you put him one side of the field and you let him go to work against the best corner. Like, the one guy that's like that in this draft is Quentin Johnston out of TCU. Because he's over 6'3", he's over 210 pounds, he ran a 4.5, but he's got a 40.5-inch vertical jump. And if you want a guy that just can run go routes and win contested balls and is a red zone threat, Quentin Johnston is just that. Like, if you watch him in his final game against Michigan, a game that they won, or his second, I mean, not his final, but the semifinal game against Michigan this year in the playoffs. Like, he catches a Jerry Rice 5-yard shallow cross, and he takes it and makes a house call and just runs by everybody at Michigan. And that's DJ Turner out there. I mean, they got real speed on that defense. He ran by everybody, you know, 70 yards for a touchdown. He has that type of wingspan. He was the team captain. He had a breakout season this year, you know, but so did TCU. You know, TCU had a breakout season, obviously. Coaching change. Max Duggan had a great year. Playoff win against Michigan. I mean, it was the year of the Frogs. But Quentin Johnston, you know, I was talking to one of the best scouts I know in this whole industry last night. And he was like, Baldy, it's like the, you know, it's the year of the, like this, not the smart, but it's the year of the small receiver. And it is, except for Quentin Johnston. Like, he's the guy that you could put out there and just let him go, you know, run go routes, comebacks, back shoulder fade routes, you know, that are very prominent with big receivers in this league, big catch radius. There's a lot of things you can do with Quentin Johnston while he learns to run the full route tree. Like, I remember when DK Metcalf came out of Mississippi, and he was the 60th pick in the draft at the bottom of the second round by Seattle. And I remember talking to Russell Wilson his rookie year. He goes, Baldy, we got ourselves a superstar. And they do. He goes, and all of the limitations people wanted to put on DK went away very quickly with his work ethic, his athletic ability. He learned to run all the routes, stutter and goes, the double moves, the in cuts. Like, he's good. He's good at all of them. And he's a handful. I feel like Quentin is that now he can't run like DK ran. DK ran at an elite level, but he can run. He runs well enough, and he's just big enough and, you know, long enough that he if somebody wants an X receiver like Dallas, you know, pick number 26. Dallas has CeeDee Lamb. They got Brandon Cooks. They got guys you can move around, put in places. But if you just wanted that Michael Irvin out there, you know, just to go out there and nail down that position, Dallas becomes a better team, especially if Mike McCarthy's running the offense now and he's going to run a true West Coast offense where you got the X, the Z, you know, you got the slot. You know, CD is your Z and you got your Y and you got your X. Well, okay, who's the X? Well, the X would be Quentin. So, like, I can't see him falling past Dallas at 26. But I can see Minnesota needs a wide receiver. They lost Adam Thielen. Somebody opposite Justin Jefferson, who they love to move around, put in motion in the slot, move him around to match him up. Like, to have a big guy with speed, you know, along with, you know, Osborne that they have, that'd be pretty dynamic, you know, to make that offense really, really good. Seattle could use a third guy for sure. Lockett is really good. DK, obviously. Those are teams I could see. I feel like Pittsburgh is out of the market in the first round because of what they got last year. Those are some teams I think that would be good fits. Green Bay also is in the wide receiver market. I mean, if you look at what Jordan Love is to work with right now, Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs, and no tight end. I feel like they need a tight end. We'll probably put a tight end there when we talk about the tight ends. But, boy, they could use some help at wide receiver too. Like, help Jordan Love out. Give him a chance to be successful. I don't want to leave them out. And then my next favorite receiver is Zay Flowers. And here's where we get into – or I'm sorry. My next favorite receiver is Jordan Addison, number three. So Jordan Addison had a monster year at Pitt in 2021 with Kenny Pickett there. And he caught 100 balls, 1,600 yards, 17 touchdowns. He was unreal. Went in the transfer portal when Kenny Pickett got drafted, and he followed, you know, Caleb Williams and Lincoln Riley to USC. And he had a good year at USC. But, you know, it was, you know, he missed some games with a bad ankle. You know, so here's what you get, though. You get a guy who's 5'11", he's 173 pounds, ran a 4.49 40. Like, he's, you know, he's narrow, he's slim, he's a tremendous route runner. You want to run the whip routes, double moves, stick nods, like all these terminology, you know, routes. He can run them. He's really good. He's clever. He's just a good route runner. And he's, you know, some people feel like Jordan right now is the best receiver in this draft. Okay, he can be, and he might be. but you're getting a smaller guy. And is that a concern going up against Sauce Gardner and some of these corners in this league that can just swallow you up? That's the one knock, is just his size. But still, there's a lot of places Jordan Addison can go. I mean, you go off his 2021 tape at Pitt, and, you know, he was about as good as anybody in the country. Him and Jackson Smith and Jigba, the two of them were dynamic that year. Could Buffalo enter the wide receiver room? They certainly look like, outside of Stephon Diggs, Gabriel Davis fell off. That Isaiah Hodgkins Isaiah McKenzie is gone. Like, I feel like Josh Allen needs a threat. Jordan Addison fits the bill. He can play the slot. He can play outside. They can stack him with, you know, Stephon Diggs. Like, that would make a lot of sense. Dallas certainly is in the market for a wide receiver, a playmaker. He could be that guy. I like Jordan Addison. I like him a lot. I interviewed him a couple weeks ago at the NFL Network's. Good kid. Taught me, walked me through a whip route, what, all the things that he thinks about. He's a router. He's a good route runner. And, you know, some of these kids, like, in order to be a good route runner, you've got to be able to change directions without losing speed. You watch Justin Jefferson run routes. He's a freak. He was coming out of LSU. And he is in the NFL. He's got, you know, Justin has a plan to get open. And then he's got a plan after the catch. And I feel like Jordan's a lot like that. Like, he's got two plans, plan to get open, a plan after the catch. My next favorite receiver is Zay Flowers from Boston College. But he falls in that category. He's 5'9", 182 pounds. He looks like he's a pure slot receiver. Now, Steve Smith, senior, works for us at the NFL Network, getting Hall of Fame mention right now. An elite player coming out of Utah State, similar size, you know, 5'10", 185 pounds, ran well, had a phenomenal career with the Carolina Panthers and the Baltimore Ravens. He worked out with them at his pro day, and Steve Smith Sr. loved him. He is a great route runner. He's scrappy. He has, like, this creativeness to his routes that's just fun to watch. Button hooks and go, like, you he just is creative. Like, he's – the thing is, when you talk about these route runners like Zay Flowers, they know they got to figure out a way to separate because he's 5'9". So he's got to make it easy for his quarterback. So he has this creative plan. Almost every time you watch him a route, whether he's outside, inside, in motion, like, and he's got feet that remind you of Kadarius Toney. So when Kadarius came out of Florida, I mean, there's very few people that came out of college that could stop and start like Kadarius Toney. Kansas City's finding that out now. Zay Flowers has a lot of Kadarius in him. So if you're looking, like, Buffalo needs a slot receiver, okay? He'd be perfect in the slot in Buffalo. Like, his ability to run all the routes in there, his toughness in there, like, he could fit that bill in Buffalo. Big time. If you're looking, like, that's what, you know, Kenny Lockett is in Seattle, you know, very similar type player. Flowers isn't quite as big as Lockett, but he's got all that type of ability. My fifth pick is Jalin Hyatt out of Tennessee. And really, Jalin Hyatt is kind of an outlier in this whole draft. Because when you watch him, like, his flatline speed, go watch him against Alabama, just run right by Alabama time and time again in that shocking upset against the Tide this year. Jalin Hyatt out of Tennessee is, he's 6 foot, he's 175 pounds. You know, he's this big, kind of reminds me of Devontae Smith in Philadelphia. He runs in the low 4.4s. He jumped out of a gym. He had 40-inch vertical, so he plays even taller than his 6 foot. He broad jumped 11.3, kind of freak type jump. He ran a 1.5 short shuttle, which is really good. I mean, it's not freakish elite, but it's very good. He had a breakout season this year, 67 catches, 15 touchdowns, led college football with touchdown catches. And most of them were just run the go route. You run them just, you see them just, guys would give him a cushion of 10 yards. And in four steps, he just sucked up the cushion. He's stepping on their toes in four steps. Like he's got this, he reminds me, honestly, the way his stride is, he reminds me of DeSean Jackson. Like he's got that type of stride. Now, DeSean maintained his speed for 13 years in this league. I don't know. Maybe Jerry Rice is the only guy to have more 50-yard plays in their history of their career than DeSean. DeSean was a home run hitter. But Jalin Hyatt has that in him. He's just, you know, he's just like DeSean. Like DeSean Jackson played 13 years, never gained 1 pound. He was as big coming out of Cal, Berkeley. Day one is, you know, wherever the last team was that he played. Same thing, Baltimore, wherever his last team was. That's my top five. But I just want to mention some other players because, like, if you go, okay, what about Josh Downs at North Carolina? Like, Josh Downs, just, like, he's 5'9", 170 pounds, and you watch him, he's a slot receiver at North Carolina. Now, with Sam Howell 2 years ago, elite numbers, still good numbers this year. But, you know, Josh Downs is a great route runner. I mean, great. Like, he can run every route that Zay Flowers can run, that Jaxon Smith-Njigba can run, that Jordan Addison can run. You can make the debate that Josh Downs is as good as Jordan Addison. You know, you're just getting another guy that's diminutive, looks like a slot receiver, going up against the elite corners and big corners in this league right now. And you just keep throwing Sauce Gardner out there. Like, are they going to get swallowed up? You know, like Elijah Moore did. Elijah Moore was second-round pick out of, you know, Ole Miss, went to the Jets, didn't do much in 2 years. Now, they had quarterback issues. Maybe it'll be better in his new place. But 5'9" receivers, like, you better have a true slot position available, okay, for those guys to flourish. You know, Buffalo had that for a long time. But you better have that position as a big part of your offense. Because, honestly, if you're in Kansas City, like, you could put, you know, Travis Kelce in the slot. He's your slot receiver. You know, CeeDee Lamb could go into the slot in Dallas, and he's as good as anybody. Like, you can – Justin Jefferson goes in the slot. So there's a lot of teams that just move their elite stars around and put them in the slot to run these routes. So then you're saying, okay, so where's Josh Downs, you know, Zay Flowers? Where are these guys going to go if they go to a team like that? Like, it's something that you have to consider when you draft these guys and why a lot of these guys might fall to the second round. Like, I don't know how many guys are going to be first-round picks. So I think you can get a lot of these guys in the second round. You know, Marvin Mims at Oklahoma, you know, another diminutive guy. Just the way, say, you know, Hollywood Brown is a diminutive guy. First-round pick at a Baltimore, you know, from Baltimore at Oklahoma, 5'9", 170 pounds. You know, was a flyer in the 4.3s. And he had some moments in the league, but, you know, he's been traded, didn't do much in Arizona. You know, he's a great kid, really fast, still really fast. But, you know, is he lighting the league on fire? Not really. And so I feel like the size at the wide receiver position is just not what you're looking for when we saw, you know, Jamar come in at 6'1 and just a stud. And Justin Jefferson coming in at 6'2", and just a stud. Size, strength, route running, just a dog. You know, like, double them, split them, split double teams, run through brackets, like, you know, separate like the wind. Like, you got some of that here. I just don't feel like it's the best draft for wide receivers. Although, it's a talented group, but I think it's a group, and if you talk to any real – you know, Zach, you know, draft aficionado that really does this, you know, accurately every year. They're having a hard time right now separating them and stacking them 1 through 5, 1 through 7. And if you talk to 5 different guys, you might get 5 different answers. And so that's just where they're at right now. But I've mentioned a lot of teams that are certainly wide receiver needy, you know, starting really, you could say Seattle. Is certainly in that category. Chicago, Tennessee for sure. I don't believe the Jets are, based on what they have picked up this offseason. But Green Bay for sure. You know, I think Seattle's in the market. The Los Angeles Chargers could certainly, you know, with their Keenan Allen just getting long in the tooth, they could restock the shelf for Justin Herbert. You know, picking at number 21, I could see Jordan Addison or Jackson Smith and Jigba if they're around, or even Zay Flowers. I could see them landing with the Chargers with the 21st pick just because I feel like they should keep building around Justin, and adding, you know, an elite receiver would really help.